Part-time paramedic resolution. You want to? Do I have the name in here?
Yes.
Patrick Camara.
Got it.
He's local, as local as we can get, so there.
Patrick Camara is part-time paramedic. Council Town Board approved the recommendation. Hire Patrick Camara as part-time paramedic effective March 7th with paramedic rate of pay. Entertain a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Motion for Mr. Giordano. Second?
Second.
Second for Mr. Antonelli. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution, and Mr. McCarron is appointed. Camara, sorry. That concludes our resolutions. We have a county res... Oh, sorry.
Nope, here, okay.
Okay. There was a resolution by the county in which the consolidation and transfer of vital records, village and town council. So you're all up to speed on that, and we're good to go.
Now, is that the last step of that, or does that have to go to the state?
It has to go to the state. The commissioner has to sign off on it, so it's already been sent up to the Department of Health.
It's been a long time coming, yes? Yeah.
And that's just to merge the two districts with one district number.
Okay. So it's a process consolidation? Got it. So, correspondence, since we've last met, save the date on Friday, May 5th at 6 p.m. to celebrate Community Action's 50th anniversary gala. We got a card in the mail today. You may have all received one. If not, we have a copy. We have a letter from the Greene County Department of Aging designated May as Older American Month, and they're going to be having their 7th annual Senior Citizen Day at the Point on Friday, May 19th from 12 to 3. I think we've attended that, parts of us or all of us at any time, just dropping in.
Not for a while.
You can still visit. You don't have to qualify as an aging person.
You start carrying them?
No. But Bob and I are happy to fill that role if that's what you require.
We provide ambulance standby coverage.
Thank you. Oh, that's right. You guys are there. Yes. And last year, actually, they introduced the transport, which was very interesting. We got a letter from the DOT that they're starting the culvert replacement in the village of Catskill on 385, street closing, rerouting. We got a letter from Central Hudson replacing main lines and service lines in the Jefferson Heights area. Is Mary Beth say, is she coming?
There was no mention.
Okay, because I think until they go live again, we probably won't see them, but... For the purposes of just information, we are going to meet with Central Hudson and the construction group probably the end of March, and any of you are invited to discuss what Central Hudson's plans are in terms of where they're going to be laying lanes, because apparently they did a marketing survey, and part of what they had agreed to, they now are saying they don't have enough interest, so we asked to restart that conversation to see if we can help them generate interest and understand the geographies that they're talking about, because I wasn't clear as to where they were.
So they still better do the existing ones, just not any new ones?
Well, that's what's hard for us to understand. They are replacing existing. I think there was an understanding, and nothing written, but there was an understanding. Our understanding was they were going to follow the sewer line.
On the side streets,
right.
Like North Jefferson,
yeah.
And Allen.
Right. So they're replacing the old ones, but I think we also thought that there was going to be some expansion.
New service available.
New service.
Customers.
And they did a survey in October or September, and the feedback they received was not strong enough for them from an ROI perspective. So we didn't know they were even doing the survey, and we said, well, maybe we could help. You know, what's your cutoff and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to meet.
All of Wild Wing Park is not on the gas line.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't think that's the ones they left off. They left off some of the smaller sections.
Well, it's Works Lane. One of the things that we said is we owe at least a conversation because that would be the country club that maybe the country club was expecting it as a business.
Yeah.
So it's worth having a conversation.
And nobody in country club has it.
No. And also Renee wanted to be part of that meeting because it could be something that he also wants to, whether be invested in or at least educated on. So we'll update everybody. Let's see. Green IDA letter, the seeker notice of completion of the draft, and the public hearing for the CAT 21 project, which was held several weeks ago. There was Littleton.
Any comments?
There was one individual who attended that had some comments, but it was mostly clarification from her perspective, and that was the only comments that we had. So, the dog control report. Do I have the report? It came back fine.
Yes, satisfactory.
It came back satisfactory, as is consistent. A letter from the Unified Court System regarding the prohibition of cameras in courtroom that came February 15th. The memo was dated February 9th, and it's explanatory as to why there cannot be security cameras in the courtroom, confidentiality, etc. But from security purposes, there are certain places that if you would like. So we're in the process of.
It's done.
It's gone.
So the camera is gone, and we'll make sure that they're aware that that has happened. And both justices gave us this for our background. We did get a year-end report from the Catskill Community Center. I just want to make everyone aware of that. They've actually engaged the senior center and are going to be doing some summer programming together in the couple hours during the day, several times a week. They'll report back to us on that. Green County Soil and Water Conservation District 4, erosion. Sediment control training course March 29th from 8:30 to 3:00. If anyone is interested, those are voluntary and free of charge, if I remember correctly.
Is that at the training center?
Supervisors in the county. Greenville had Central Hudson come in, and they will also do things.
The village just did it.
You guys just did it.
Actually, yeah, maybe it was Central Hudson that did our lights. Yeah, they paid for it.
They paid for the whole thing, so yeah. I'd have a call into them, and hopefully we can get that going in all our buildings. So, that money. Charity run through Leeds, May 6th at 11. That is the, we've had this one before. I don't think there's anything new about this.
Is that the bicycle?
No,
this is a run, 5K.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a couple of years.
And it benefits, she didn't write it down who it benefits, but it's a charity run. Here it is. Annual Murphy's 5 run. No. But this is the second or third time, as they did last year. They have people out directing traffic and all that kind of stuff. For your purposes, it's May 6th.
She copied.
Did she copy you on it? Okay, great. Excellent. And then we had another one that's a more serious thing. It's like, it's not an Iron Man, but it's
Manitoba.
Something.
In May. Is it May?
Yeah. And then that comes through.
That's the long trail.
They haven't contacted me, but I have heard from them in the past. usually it doesn't really impact.
They don't, and they don't request any assistance. They march through, Palindale. They run through Palindale. That's the long trail, you're right. Liquor license renewal for the B&B Lounge. Do we have to do something for that? Or? Okay, that was just a notice of communication.
Well, unless you object to it.
New business. Inventory resolution. The finance advisors for municipalities and at the recommendation of Patterson Kasky, we've basically been doing a, as part of the AUD, there is a inventory of real property, fixed assets. And we've been counting everything for the last at least 10 years. You know, picture frames, chairs. When government practices recommends $5,000 be your threshold. So we need a resolution by the board that agrees that we're going to change this based on the advice of the municipal government finance advisory boards to change it to $5,000. Elizabeth, do we want to write a resolution or for the next time? Or
can I make a motion that we...
Let's just do it now.
I make a motion.
Okay, so the threshold would be $5,000 for all of our AUD reporting. I need a second.
Second
for Mr. Vosburgh. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Zombie properties. I can't turn my computer on because if I do, it shuts down our thing. But I received a note from Pete Lopez, and it provides us all the appropriate contact information, who we report zombie properties to. So I think those of you that work with Elliot, why don't you figure out a way for us to identify? I will forward you. Where's my cell phone? I can forward it from there. But basically, there's an 800 number. It's done by an odd department. Department of Finance, maybe? Not the Department of State and not DOT or anybody. So I'll forward it to you, everyone, and then I assume we all are supportive of starting this process, right?
Yeah.
The sooner the better.
Yeah, there's enough of it.
So that's what we'll do. We have a ball field agreement with the, I don't know, what's the CCSD?
Catskill
Central School District. So they'd like to get on the fields a little bit earlier, but I think...
With the parking lot situation and stuff right now with the stadium here.
They've already been up there playing, practicing, but
okay.
We can't do anything until April to, you know, what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want to go up there, they've been going up there already, so.
Any concerns with the...
Yeah, but once it's starting the games, they fill that parking lot pretty good.
So just as a note, when we talk to Delaware, Liz,
mm-hmm.
Let's make sure that we alert them that ball field's going to be used whenever we meet with them. Or Sean, maybe we let Sean know, too.
I'll try to get a schedule, too.
Okay.
Eric.
All right.
Yeah, they might pull out because, you know, they'll be up in Leeds, so maybe they'll go up there now.
Yeah.
I don't remember if that was Central Hudson's trailer or if that was...
That's the contract.
Is that Leeds?
It's Leeds,
oh.
No, it's Mullen.
Yeah, that's Central Hudson Station.
No,
so let's remember to bring that up there to construction.
The trailer park wants to
easy.
Yeah, the Central Hudson's where they got the pipes laid. They're on the side by the stone. That's all right down there.
Just
the main thing in a way would be the trailer.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. So those pipes and stuff, and
yeah.
People going in and out of there, we don't
want. Yeah.
And we're climbing on anything.
For sure.
So we authorize, motion to authorize the supervisor to sign the agreement?
Yeah, the agreement needs to be signed, yes?
Yes, so I make the motion.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The supervisor will sign the agreement. Solar use law. So the solar use law, now that Ms. Izzo and I refreshed our memory, we did indeed pass solar use law after appropriate input from all. There's one area, and Chairman Izzo, I'd love your input on this also. As Liz and I were looking at it, we also are in the process of developing the resolution regarding commercial solar firms and doing a pilot with them. Staying in the New York State umbrella of giving residents the opportunity to benefit from using solar, but developing some sort of an agreement that I think I sent you per draft proposal, which I have to have Michael take a look at, Chairman Izzo take a look at, and others. The language in the resolution that has been drafted is that commercials over 20 kilowatt, but our law is over 10. Do we see an issue with anything that falls between 10 and 20?
Yes. Federal law recognizes anything over 10 as a major solar project.
Okay.
And anything under 10, or 1 to 10, anything over 10 is considered a minor. And that's the way our law is written, that if your project is under that threshold,
okay,
then we consider it a minor, and anything over 10 is a major, which I believe triggers a automatic site plan review.
Okay. So then one of the pieces of input or feedback that we should give regarding this draft resolution is that we should have that, the pilot language in the resolution should be over 10.
Right.
10 plus.
So, okay, I'll bring that feedback back. And we had several drafts that were examples, and I didn't look at the wattage on those, but I'll take a look at them and see if there's any new information.
Are we going to break down the payment? Because in a couple of these are different.
Yeah, the payment, so there are two other things that we need to figure out on this. One is, does the payment need to be part of the resolution, or does the payment just become the notification letter with the person who's proposing, who's coming in with the commercial?
The with the planning board, the only thing the planning board is considering is the review itself. Whatever pilot that the board, town board, wants to do is separate. And
okay,
that pilot agreement is separate from any agreement we do,
mm-hmm,
unless we make it a condition of approval of the site plan. The condition of the approval of the site plan could be that a pilot agreement is enforced between the town of Catskill and the applicant or whomever that may be, and that site plan won't go into effect until that pilot agreement is in place.
Okay.
Which probably isn't a bad idea.
No, I like that.
That might,
yeah,
be the right thing.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So we'll, and then the final thing is, because the implementation of a pilot would have an impact on other layers of our government,
mm-hmm,
county and
school
district, do we owe them anything other than a notification that we're doing this, or is there some other mechanism I need to implement with them?
No.
Well, that's why I said, who decides who gets what, though? You know,
well,
if you look at a couple of these, some are 50%.
I think it depends.
Well, they must receive the taxes for everybody. We only receive taxes for
the
town.
It depends
on...
Yeah,
those are the ones where the taxes...
Well, you're the taxing authority for
the town.
You're the taxing authority for the county and the town. The school district has no taxing authority. So they could have a different pilot, but
Right,
it may be a legal thing that you want to discuss with Mr. Smith, because any pilot program can include county and school taxes.
Right.
And town taxes.
Right.
So what would happen is that the pilot would specify if they're going to pay...
The school would choose to opt out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure that they can, because solar projects are exempt from taxation.
Unless they opt out of the entire program, where the residential and...
According to New York State, they have a, I think it's a know, 10 or 15 year tax
15 year exemption.
15 year tax, tax exemption.
Section 487.
Right. So, unless there's a pilot program, nobody gets paid. But you can, pass a law that says there has to be a pilot program.
Well, that's what this resolution is designed to do. We don't want to opt out of the state opportunity for tax-free with residents.
Well, that's the object. The object is to come up with some sort of an agreement that the municipality can live with.
Right.
Because we're talking, you know, a major project. And I don't know about the school district, but I think you may want to call the school district and find out, do they want to become part of this pilot program that you're going to offer, and find out whether or not they need to pass something to be part of it, or can you, as a municipality, include them?
Okay.
You may be able to include them, but I think you're still going to need their approval.
I called the association.
The school district.
This afternoon.
Ah, okay.
This is some information that they gave us regarding the pilot. Because the Audrey had written the resolution to be multi-jurisdictional, but each school county can have
everybody can do their own. So we can enroll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I'll send this to everybody so they have.
That'd be great. And that, so it could be just a courtesy that we notify them. But I think the timing of the payments.
I would let them know, because, you know, if we're talking, especially with the school district, if we're talking about a significant amount of money, that they may have the opportunity to at least recoup some of it.
Right.
We'd want them to do that.
I think we should do that. I'd probably sit down with everybody, the school and the county, and figure out.
Agreed.
Because one's probably better than three separate.
Yeah. So maybe they might be interested in doing it also, huh? Yeah. Okay. So I'll make a note of that, and then we'll figure out how to proceed. The idea was to pass this resolution as soon as we get the information. I just wanted to share it with everyone tonight to see.
I can tell you that Wednesday.
If we can get all the answers by Wednesday, we can do it then.
The solar company will be before the planning board at our next board meeting to discuss the project.
Okay. So hopefully I'll have some information to share.
I don't foresee us doing anything other than going through the initial phases. And
okay.
I mean, there could be issues out on Bogart Road with the terrain and the area and the neighbors. And so this is just the start of that process.
Okay. Here it is. The abandoned properties letter. I'm going to just take a look at that while I'm going through the rest of this. Okay, so that takes us to our next steps on the pilot. Delaware Engineering has given us a revised structure inventory and needs assessment, including all of our buildings, and they will be reporting back to us shortly. I will share. Why don't we scan this, Liz, and send this to everyone? Okay. Trying to see when their timing is. Not in the document, but we can talk to Mary Beth and find out when that is. But that's a project that's going forward. The sewer project. We have a tentative start back in April. Specifics to follow, but it seems to be on track. I don't think there's anything that anybody's heard that we need to, other than what we just discussed about the parking. The Bridge New York program grant for Penn Ave, we were awarded the $300,000. We got a note from the DOT that because they work with the county, the planning department from the DOT sent the planning process to the county and said, can you help us with getting the engineering stuff put together, etc. So Sean and I met with Stan Ways last week, the bridge engineer for the county, and they've been extremely helpful in putting through the process. The one thing that was determined was we needed an engineer from an approved list. So I had an opportunity to speak with Rich Pretorius, but he's not on the approved list, so we're looking through his contribution to date, and then we'll move forward under the guidance of the county. The one aha today was that this is a reimbursement project, so we're going to have to identify the $300,000, which I'm assuming we're going to have to do in a short-term bond for or ban for payment. I talked to Don McCormick. He said it's easily done. I haven't engaged bond counsel yet, but with the approval of you guys, we'll move forward on that. Any learnings from anybody you want to share in terms of how we go through this?
That would probably be better. Don would know, but as a ban.
That's what he thought, too. Yeah, he recommended a ban. Yeah. And to find out whether or not there are payment, if we're getting money in interim, so as the bills are coming in, structure this thing so it makes sense. The project has to be initiated within 18 months and it has to be completed by 3 years. So I think, obviously we'll do this in a way that's appropriate, but it seems to be the best. We certainly don't have that kind of thing lying around, but on the other hand, we didn't have any way to fix a culvert either, so this is, we'll pay some interest on this.
It's a small project.
It's a very small project. Not a lot of money. The issue with this is because the process is the way it is, it may not get really kicked off until 18. I was hoping for something faster, but I don't think that will happen. But at least we got money on the books. So I'll move forward with that on, and get information on how we should go forward.
So,
I don't think they're bridge people. No. Crawford, Creighton. Creighton, the top. I think we took the top four, scored the highest.
Who was the one that did the bridge?
Crawford, wasn't it? Last year.
That might have been Crawford.
I think it was Creighton.
I think the county works with both of them a lot. So it was great of the county to help us out, frankly, because we were uninformed and uneducated.
We made it longer, so it's not our doing.
It's going to be tight to get this done with $300,000 is the one thing that everybody has said. And they've said, assuming we won't stop in the middle, we have to do the best we can because we don't think we want to put any money in. Unless,
traffic while it's gone.
Well, and that was part of the challenge of wanting to get it done as soon as possible. And Sean said, let's make sure that, we don't scrimp if there's something that we need to do. Like if he could do the paving and that would save us some money or something like that. So we'll work together. That concludes my evening. Anybody got anything else?
We got the
mass gathering.
So, we reviewed this. Did we have a public hearing on this?
No.
We did not. So, I think that's important that we do that because it's coming up to the season.
Do you want to just edit, or are you done editing this?
No, I think we have to revisit it, don't you? I don't think we really vetted this. It got put aside because we had things to do. I think it would be helpful if everybody went home, took a look at this, and provided their edits either verbally or.
And then we could schedule a public hearing for the first Tuesday of April.
Only had a couple six, 15. Where you had the 1,000 to 4,999. Should maybe get in there that anything above that has to go through the state.
Well, then it falls under the state mass gathering law, right?
Right.
What's their threshold?
It's 5,000.
Yeah.
And then we had the exempt, where it said approved or sponsored by the town board at parks. Maybe just take that parks up because when they do like the firemen's convention and stuff, that's not out of, that's.
Oh, section 4.
The firemen's convention.
Yeah.
Sponsored by the town.
I know, but it says
sponsored
by
the town board.
Town
period.
At parks.
Just take ad parks out
just
of it.
Yeah, take the ad parks out,
Well, are you suggesting that once you hit that 5,000 threshold, that then
they need to apply to the
they
state?
They apply through the state.
Yeah.
You guys are out of the picture?
Yes. Yeah, because we have no control over 5,000.
Right, I wouldn't say out of the picture. We'd still.
Yeah, I'd say you might want to still be involved at that point. And, if you're going to create your own local law and have your own process, that's where you have the ability to have a lot more input than going through the state process. Because that's...
But you have to.
What's up?
Well, after 5,000 people, you have to go through the state.
Right, but I'm saying, you know, is it something you could do simultaneously? You know,
right.
If you want to add more restrictions,
right,
that the state wouldn't require,
right,
it'd be kind of a dual process. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes, they don't supersede that, right, but if you wanted to have something else in there that they don't address, that would be your own thing to do that.
Violation fees, that's all.
And we didn't even catch it.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, did we manage the noise thing?
Yep, it's got 11 to 8.
11 p.m.
to 8 a.m.
Okay.
Noise restriction.
And does it... Is it decibel driven or?
75 decibels on the A scale of a sound level meter, which meets the specifications of the American National Standards Institute.
Oh, I got it. Yep.
What's
the
M&A?
Drawback to that is that there's no decibel meters. That's why we revised our noise ordinance.
Yeah.
Right, but we can always.
I basically say, what did the noise ordinance say? No noise above normal.
No nuisance if it crosses the property line.
Yeah.
Just because if a neighbor calls the police department, whether it's the sheriff's or troopers, and our law is 75 decibels, they don't carry decimal meters.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this language should be modified to be consistent with our noise ordinance.
Yeah.
Okay.
They haven't, though. We bought them for them. But they don't know how to read them.
Right.
And do you want to do like a sliding scale on the fee?
Based on size?
Yeah.
Starting off at the 250.
Yeah, and then moving up for, you know, 2,000, 3,000, you know what I mean? That's just a suggestion that...
Do $50 increments.
Right, per thousand.
Per thousand.
Well, yeah, let's play with that, because I do $50 increments maybe up to $2,500, and then I...
Yeah,
and then double
it.
And then double it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think most places that have permit fees probably get a little money, although I didn't know if there was one in Durham. Did anybody see?
I think they do.
So plus 50 up to 2,500, and then from 2,500 to 499. So plus 50 up to 2,500. $50 per what, did you say?
Per thousand.
Per thousand. And then when you get a hold, then do 500 if you're over 2,500, is that what you said? Or 100? $100, $1,000, between $2,500 and $499.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll have Mr. Smith take a look at this, and anything else anybody see?
No, it's just one sentence in here where the fire department has to give a statement of their willingness to respond. They don't have much of a choice. If they're called, they have to go. So that, you know,
I think it's more.
That sentence made me.
I think that was more. They wanted them to go in before.
From a notification perspective, it could be that because we had a similar thing with you guys, we had to make sure that these guys were available for. Well, just change the language on that topic that just says advanced notification of all emergency services.
It's
And then that'll capture you, George.
Seven. A applicant, subsection seven. A statement from the fire department having jurisdiction over the mass gathering.
Section seven?
Yep.
A, B, C, D.
And then, or D, sub 7.
I don't think this is the one. Alan, do you have the edited one? Because I thought we pulled the, didn't we pull the weapon piece out?